The Lord is going to gather a group back together, Israel. And this remnant that returns is this group. And there's going to be something that is used to draw them back together into unity. And it's this ensign. And the ensign that will be the issue that we rally around and that God's children in Babylon rally around is the ensign of the Sabbath. It's the very bounds that the haughty Assyrian claims to have removed. Now, follow me on this one if you would. This ensign that's lifted up to which the Gentiles are going to seek. Let's see how Sister White uses this phrase ensign in her writing. Signs of the Times, November 24th, 1898. The world estimates a man by the amount of money he has, by the value of his residence and its furniture, or by the number of acres in his estate. Christ places a different estimate upon his people. He calls those who obey his commandments his jewels. Then they that feared the Lord spake often to one another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake will I not rest, until the righteousness therefore go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Here's reference to Gideon again. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God, and the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign upon his land. God's people are this ensign. They are the jewels. They're the flock. But they will be lifted up in the respect that they're going to uphold the Sabbath. And she continues on. Those here represented have found Christ, the gift of God, for whom the world should be surrendered. Those who seek for peace and rest will be unsuccessful unless they find him, the one of whom John said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." But the soul that finds Jesus feels that all his wants are satisfied. In him the words are fulfilled. A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I give you.